Now Sri Aurobindo answers this question by giving examples. They arise from the perception of an unsolved discord and the instinct of an undiscovered agreement or unity. Again, it's a very short sentence, but which deserves at least half an hour to contemplate. They arise from the perception of an unsolved discord and the instinct of an undiscovered agreement or unity. Read again. They arise from the perception of an unsolved discord and the instinct of an undiscovered agreement or unity. First of all, you perceive, whenever there is a problem, you perceive that things do not fit into each other. There is no problem if in the field of our perception or thinking or experience, there are at least not two elements. For any problem, whenever there is a problem, you can be sure that there must be at least two elements which are in the field. As long as I perceive only one object and don't compare it with any other object, there is no problem. What I see, and that is the end of the matter. Whether what I see is a dream or not arises only because there is a dreamless perception and there is a dream perception. Then I can ask a question, why, whether what I see now in my awakening consciousness, whether I am really seeing it in my dream consciousness or really I am seeing it. It is only because very often, even in my dream, I feel that I am seeing really. Therefore, it can be asked whether now when I feel that I am seeing really, is it really a fact that I am seeing in a dream or I am not really seeing it? It's only when there are two experiences which are to be compared that there is a problem. So, first of all, always see that every problem has at least in it two elements. Now you see that these two elements do not fit with each other. That is the presence of a problem. A problem arises only when there is a perception of two things not fitting with each other easily. Then only there is a puzzle. So Sri Aurobindo says, it is a perception of an unsolved discord. There are two things which are not fitting with each other. It's an unsolved discord. But that is not enough. That by itself does not create a problem. Perception of an undiscovered discord should be accompanied with an instinct in you. Why do you feel unhappy when there is a discord? Why? It could be quite possible for human beings to say, well, problems are problems, don't worry. Discords will remain. But when do you feel unhappy about a problem? Only when you feel inwardly that there must be a possibility of an agreement. And there is an agreement. There is an instinct of an undiscovered agreement or unity. You feel inwardly that this problem is a hurting problem. You are not satisfied. Otherwise you could say problems are problems in the world. There are so many problems. And you go ahead. Which many people are doing. For them it's not a problem. Problem is a problem only when it hurts you. And when it hurts you because there is in your being a possibility or a perception that there is something which has to be found out. You know, all students of mathematics when they have got some sum to be resolved, some problem, puzzle to be resolved, once it is in your mind, you can't even sleep. Because it goes on, and you feel there must be something which I'm missing. It's a constant search. That is because you feel that there must be some element I have not touched. So, Sri Aurobindo's definition of a problem, they arise from a perception of an unsolved discord and the instinct of an undiscovered agreement or unity. It's a perfect definition of a problem. Now Sri Aurobindo says, to rest content with an unsolved discord is possible for the practical and more animal part of man. So all those people who brush aside problems, they can't brush aside problems because they are practical, of which I spoke to you earlier. The tendency to say, I am practical, don't bother about problems. I only look into this, is it possible or not? If not possible, I throw it away. Or to an animal part. Animal part means which wants to go to sleep as soon as possible, which doesn't want to exercise intelligence. So if there is a discord, you can forget about it only if you are a practical or you are an animal man, a beastly man. But impossible for his fully awakened mind. If you are fully awakened, you can never rest contented with any problem hanging on you. You constantly strive to resolve the problem. Something to be done. It's imperative psychologically for you to go on. That is why humanity has been constantly driving itself. If you look at the history of the world, there was one very nice sentence in one of the books of economics. The very First World War, all world is at work. One simple sentence. All world is at work. And if you ask the question, why should people be at work? Why? Why should the world be at work? It's a driving force in mankind, which is not satisfied with what it is now. It wants still further. It wants to go on and on and on. It is impossible to rest for mankind until the problems are resolved. And even then, when the problems are resolved, there will be a question of manifestation of happiness and further happiness and further happiness. That is why the whole world is moving onwards. And even his practical parts will not allow to be satisfied. Even his practical parts only escape from the general necessity either by shutting out the problem or by accepting a rough, utilitarian, an unillumined compromise. You see here the psychology which works very often when you go to a manager with a problem, or very often to a teacher also with an apprentice teacher, and he wants to answer the questions as soon as possible. He solves the problem, but by some kind of a device, some kind of a compromise. You can either shut out the problem, saying, I don't want to hear problems, it's enough. Very practical man, when you go on with problems, they simply answer, it's too much for me, I don't want to hear your problems. They are sent out. Or you find some kind of a compromise. You are happy? You are happy? All right, now don't ask for more. The question is answered. This is how many people try to solve the problems. But that is not a solution. So either you shut out a problem or you try to make a compromise. Only by this way that you forget or try to forget the discourse. But if you really want to solve the problem, you won't rest satisfied with it. Why? Because essentially all nature seeks a harmony. Life and matter in their own sphere, as much as mind in the arrangement of its perceptions. You know, each one of these sentences is so difficult basically that we should never try to go fast. We should rest with every sentence. The desire to finish a chapter as soon as possible should be restrained. There is no hurry actually. We can spend 5 days in finishing this chapter, but let every line be understood as much as possible.